Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
You guys aren't going to get me into that corner of saying, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. I am going to coach that team hard right away. It's going to be a very difficult camp. A high volume of skating. They will be told about this during the summer here as far as how we're going to approach this. I guess that's what I'm saying to you. We're attacking it. It's not going to be, I guess it's a rebuild, a retool, whatever language that's used. I am approaching each and every day to try to make each individual player play better as a player and a person, and then as a team trying to get better in each and every day. That will take care of the time frame.
John Tortorella saying all the right things yesterday as he was announced as the Flyers, I believe it's the 23rd coach in franchise history. We now talk to our pal Keith Jones. Keith, as you may know, is lead commentator for Flyers games on NBC Sports Philadelphia. He is Inside the Glass reporter on TNT, and he carries the burden of making Angelo Cataldi sound smart several days a week. Jonesy, thanks for coming on with us today.
Happy thing going, buddy.
It's going all right. Hopefully we don't have a bad connection here. Let's give this a try. You've been around. You've seen Tortorella all these years. What's his biggest strength as a coach? What does he bring this franchise that it needs?
He is a voice for the franchise. And on a team that does not have a lot of players that do a great job in communicating the message, Tortorella is going to communicate that message, and he's going to back it up with his ability to get players to play to their best of their abilities. And he's going to push them. He's going to drive them. But at times want to kill them, and at times they're going to want to give him a big hug. But winning makes everything better, and he's going to make this team up.
All right, Jonesy, let me ask you a short-term question before we get to long-term. The current roster, and there will be changes during this offseason, we know that, but not a great deal of them. The Flyers are what they are as of right now. Does his style fit the current room that they have for the Flyers?
It does. I mean, he's a very intelligent coach, Jody. He's a guy that understands individual players. He's done a great job throughout his career in bringing individuals together for the betterment of the team. And I think he's got a good feel for what a certain player brings to the table, and he knows how to get that out of him. He's not going to be a coach that the players wonder how he's feeling about the way that they're playing. He's going to be honest. He's going to be up front. And he's going to ask them to defend better than they ever have in their lives. And this Flyers team last year was blown out on multiple occasions. And that's something that just can't happen. This team's going to be a lot different with John Tortorella. He is the right coach for this team at this time, and for the city for that matter.
All right, Jonesy, as we're talking, if you're able to walk into another room, that's good, because we are getting a lot of feedback. So I'm going to ask you a two-part question here, kind of piggybacking off what Jody just asked you. Who on this roster is going to like playing for Tortorella? Who's going to thrive? Who's going to get better? And I'll put it this way, who is going to find it a challenge to play for this coach?
He's going to respond the right way. He's the one guy that stands out to me.
Say it again. Jonesy, we lost the very beginning of what you said, so say the beginning. Who's going to respond the right way?
Travis Konecny is going to be the most...
We can't hear him. You know what, Kyle? Do me a favor. Hang up and let's call him right back, because this is stuff that I really want to get from.
Got it.
From Jonesy, and wherever he is, we're not getting him well. You don't get that too much anymore, Jody. We used to get that gosh, when you and I were working together 27 years ago, and you would say, Joe's in a car mobilizing, which I always thought was a brilliant way that you said it. It was like every third call would drop off.
Right. But with the towers that we have across America now, it almost never happens very infrequently. Maybe Jonesy's up in Bamford and he didn't tell us about it.
He's
but
in
that's
Florida,
the problem.
Actually.
He is in Florida.
So. Then shame on the towers down there in Florida because, he was breaking up pretty badly. He sounds pretty optimistic, Glenn. Maybe
yeah,
I can certainly say
back.
More so than me.
Let's see if we got him back. There you go. You with us, Jonesy?
I am. Sorry, okay. Buddy. I'm down in Florida, and I just can't trust the cell phones down here for whatever reason.
I understand. I appreciate it. So let me restate the question. Who on the roster now will thrive under him, will like him, and who's going to find this a challenge?
So Travis Konecny is the one guy that I really think is going to have a breakout season. And, you go back a couple of seasons ago, and the guy they call TK was an all-star player that looked like he had all the attributes to take it to the next level, even beyond that. His play dropped. He needs to be better. Tortorella's going to find a way to make him better. He's going to thrive under John Tortorella, and that's great news for Flyers fans because they need him to play to his potential and do a little bit more than that if this team's going to be a playoff team. So That's one player that jumps out to me. Atkinson has already done extremely well under Tortorella. So I would expect that to continue. I would expect him to be a player that can convey the message to the rest of the team as well because he's been through it. He's done it with John, and he's played very well for him in the past. So I would expect that to continue. A player like Travis Sanheim, who looks like he's ready to take the next step, is going to be pushed into being an even better player. And I think he's another guy that's going to thrive. Provorov, I guess, would be the challenge. We'll see if he's stubborn or if he's going to be accepting of what is being asked. And the one thing about Provorov, he's an extremely hardworking athlete. So the demands from Tortorella physically are not going to be an issue for him. It's just going to be a matter of if he can take his game up to being a number one defenseman and play to what we thought he was going to be a couple of seasons ago.
Jonesy, what do we make of the fact that the Flyers decided to go with an agency to advise them going through the process, and they were up front and said this is going to be a process where we're going to take our time and we're going to make sure we get this right. We're in no rush to hire the next head coach, and it came together as it did, and Tortorella ended up as the choice. What do we make of the fact that they decided to go down this road rather than just give their general manager the say-so throughout the entire process to run the process and then pick the eventual coach?
Joe, I think it's going to become the norm. Though the Flyers were the first National Hockey League team to do it, I think when you look at things that happened in Chicago and the nightmare that they've been through with the way that things were handled, with the situation with Kyle Beach, I think it's more about protecting the corporation, protecting the logo, protecting the name. That's the type of homework I believe that's being done by the agencies. And I would think that that continues here with so much on the line as far as your image, the image of the team and how the fans and the people that follow your team want and perceive you. I think that's going to be really important moving forward here as things continue to change in our world.
All right, a couple more. We'll let you get back to the horses. For casual fans who watch the Flyers but don't really watch the league, although, boy, I hope they're watching the Cup Finals because the playoffs have been so great. But for Flyers fans who watch the Flyers and haven't really watched a lot of Tortorella, what is his system going to be? What can they expect on the ice from the product? What does he coach?
Number one, effort. And not just effort where guys are flying around the ice. There's going to be, a controlled influence on the defensive side of the game where his team is going to be very difficult to play against. The opposition is not going to find it an enjoyable experience, and that comes in many different forms. So number one, they're going to be extremely competitive for every puck battle. There's going to be very little quit in the team, and if there is, it's going to be addressed right away. And I think those are probably the things that will stand out the most. I would expect their goals against to drop significantly. and I would expect them to be a much more respectable team in regards to how the opponents look at them when they come in to play the Flyers. So they're going to get back to being the Philadelphia Flyers. And John Tortorella, again, I can't stress it enough, guys. I truly believe this is the best possible hire. And I know he's 63 or going to be 64 here in a hurry. I think they got him just in time. And I think he fits what the franchise needs at this time. And I think so there's going to be a lot of players that excel underneath him.
Joan G., between you, me, and Glenn, there are no millennials on this call right now. there are a bunch of fans in this town who remember back to the glory days and the Broad Street Bullies and what actually delivered Stanley Cup championships here. Shoot, we got some Flyer fans that don't even remember when Keith Jones was a player. Certainly there is a percentage of the fan base that wants the Flyers to be tougher. There are no more Broad Street Bullies. It's just not in the National Hockey League anymore. And if they attempted to reproduce that, it would be a mistake. But if toughness is what the Flyers need and what the Flyer fans want, how will John Tortorella get that out of this team? And how will we be able to identify it?
Yeah, it's measured differently now in the game. And if you're watching the Stanley Cup Finals, you can see how influential the guys that play the game physically are, like a Ryan McDonagh and the way that he competes on the back end for Tampa. Pat Maroon, the guy that actually was drafted in the Flyers system years ago. The Corey Perrys of the world. Those guys have made their mark, number one, being good players, but most importantly, with their style of play. And that's how you measure toughness in today's game. So it's going to be about knocking players down, with the purpose of taking the puck away, not so much with the purpose of intimidating. And I think that's the type of toughness that you need. And Tampa's proven it. Columbus proved it when they swept Tampa, going back to the last series that Tampa lost before they've gone on this incredible run through the playoffs. It was a sweep by John Tortorella's Columbus Blue Jackets. Yeah. And they just out-hit them, outworked them, and then Tampa went out and picked up three or four players that were of similar ilk, including guys like Barkley Gaudreau and Blake Coleman, and that's how Tampa found a way to get over the top. So Tortorella gave him the formula. He spanked them, and with a team that was inferior, and I think that's kind of what Flyer fans have to look forward to with the Flyers next year.
All right, all good stuff. So to wrap up, Keith Jones, you were around this week when Al Morgani got named to the writer's wing or the writer's honor for the Hockey Hall of Fame, which is huge. By the way, people have never been in the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto. It is a great visit. It's really fun, interactive Hall of Fame. You also know Bill Clement very well, who got in at the same time broadcast. Jody and I were reflecting. Jonesy, are you in any Hall of Fame?
Believe it or not, I'm in the Western Michigan Hall of Fame.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and I went back there, and I just figured it would be, hey, how you doing, shake a hand, and all of a sudden I was told, do you want to go first with your speech or fifth? Ooh. And I had not written a single thing down. I actually took the parking pass where I parked my car and wrote down four or five different things, and I said, I think I'll go fifth. And after listening to the first four people go, football players, basketball, etc., track and field, they had prepared speeches and they absolutely blew it out of the park. I stepped up and somehow managed to spit out enough words to make some sense of getting up there. But that's what I remember about going in the Western Michigan Hall of Fame.
Well, listen, you are, to my thinking, brilliant as a I love the two different Keith Joneses. I love the Keith Jones who I hear when I'm watching games on TV, and I love the Keith Jones who I hear on the morning show. So we appreciate you taking time out from feeding the horses to join us this morning.
Always good to catch up with you guys.
Thanks. Bye,
Keith. Take care, guys.
Well.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Keith Jones. Jody, he's in his college Hall of Fame.
By the way, great pick by Jonesy to go fifth because – then you go up there. I know how I would do it right off the top of my head. Listen, I know we've been here a while, so I'll be brief. And boom, then you just go. It doesn't matter what you say after you say, I'll be brief. If people have already made it through four Hall of Fame acceptance speeches, you're a winner. As soon as you say, I'll be brief, you can just get off then and take your standing ovation.
Yeah, they want to get to the bar.
Exactly.
Okay, good stuff. 215-592-9494. We'll take your calls coming up also. Talk about it. Eagles made a little signing yesterday. Hey, before you head out on that summer road trip, head in to United Tire. Get those tires checked and say big all summer long with great deals on BF Goodrich and Michelin. It's the perfect time to save on safety and get your vehicle ready for fun summer adventures with the family. Start your summer off right. Make sure those tires are ready for drives down the shore. Before those summer road trips are in your rearview mirror, get to United Tire. Remember, don't drive alone. Drive United.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.